Welcome back, this is RB. If you like this video at any point, hit the like button, it's the only way we'll grow. And follow me on another platform, because I can get kicked off this one any day now. Let's get it.
Not every time, before you dumb fuckers come for me. Sometimes, women who let themselves go, moms and wives, don't actually have any support to take care of themselves. If when you met her, she was a 10, and now she's significantly less attractive to you, that might be your fault.
Okay, so are they just not motivated people? Or, look, it's not someone else's job to make you do what you know you need to do. If you wanted to lose weight, you would. You make sure you're on TikTok 3 hours a day. But now you need some special support to go work out. Or not even go somewhere and work out. Work out in the house. I mean, I do buy that you get busy. Life happens, you got a lot going on, you don't got time to work out. I get that. But I just hate how everything goes back to the man. A woman's fat, it's a man's fault. A woman mad about everything that ever happens to her, it's a man's fault. She stubbed her toe, it's a man's fault. Like, everything is a man's fault, no matter what. It get old after a while.
Actually, my favorite comment to get is when I post a glow up about, like, when I was married versus now, and men will comment and be like, well, why'd you wait till after your divorce to start taking care of yourself? Because now I'm not suffocating. I can actually breathe now.
We know that's bogus. She got hot again so she could catch another fool to put up with her crap. This is why I don't pay too much attention to what women say when it comes to explaining themselves. Because they're going to manipulate with their words. I just find it funny that men can't make excuses for why he didn't go to work and the rent isn't paid. But women can make excuses when they're stay-at-home moms of why they got fat, you know, why the kids are, you know, dirty, running around everywhere, why the house messy, why you sitting on the couch looking at TikTok. There's all these excuses. Well, you didn't make me feel loved last night, so I figured I'd slack today. But men don't get to slack. Men don't get to blame why they didn't go to work on X, Y, and Z. They'll just get fired. And maybe you got fired. You know, when women get dumped or the guy initiate the divorce, women don't brag about that as much. They'll try to flip it like she was the one that was fed up.
They want women to chase after them.
At some point, ladies, y'all gonna have to pick a side. Do y'all like men or not?
No, they don't. They like money. They like what men provide. Protection, provision, structure. Well, they don't like the structure. I'll take that back. They like the status of being with a high-value guy. Do they actually like guys at the core? No, not at all. I think they've made that pretty clear over the decades, centuries. We're just tools to most of them.
Damn. I'm going to tell y'all where y'all... Y'all need a safe place to where y'all can get together and come up with ideas on how to fuck over men.
Well, they do have a safe place. It's called social media. If a guy says something like this, they're banned. But women, they can talk freely and, you know, be hateful as they want to. When it comes to men, social media has no problem with that. Mark Zuckerberg has no problem with women hating on men on social media. So that is their safe place. They don't got a thing to worry about.
Without us knowing about it. Because y'all been putting it on social media for the last 5-6 years. We know that y'all go on dates without even liking the dude just for food. We know y'all will get flown out just for the scenery and to take pictures and don't even like the dude and don't even want to. We know that y'all got multiple men and y'all name them different things in y'all phone.
Well, yeah, if they were smart, they would try to do it on the low or just talk in the beauty shop about it or something. But they're putting it out for all the guys to know about it, and then be mad when we don't go for the BS. But you told on yourself. You can't be mad. Be mad at yourself.
I don't like the dude who fixed on the car, the food dude. So excuse us for being careful with our heart and our money and our resources and our energy.
Me fighting the urge to tell him how many guys are begging for my attention when he isn't giving me his. No, I don't think he's going to care at that point. If he's not giving you his, it's because he's tired of you. You talking about how guys want you, that's not going to make him stop being tired of you. Or he never cared about you from the beginning. Either way, you talking about other guys not going to affect that. You might get your feelings hurt worse. He'd be like, oh yeah, go with him then. Yeah, go ahead and lock you on down then. might have the opposite effect.
Hey, that's great advice you're giving yourself there, lady, because every real man knows once you have a woman's heart, she ain't going nowhere. Doesn't matter how many simps are in her DMs or like her picture or tell her how beautiful they are. All you want is for us to tell you how beautiful you are. All you want is some of our attention, and we'll give you a little bit, just not enough to where you feel like you're special. Once you women feel all special, then you start feeling entitled, and then y'all act like we owe you something for you existing.